A water pump hums noisily, feeding a center pivot in a field in south-central Nebraska. It can draw water from the Platte River, so-called surface water, but Scott Ford, a third-generation corn and soybean producer who farms here, says this year he relied more on pumping groundwater.
Last year, three-quarters of the water through that pivot was surface water. This year, with the allocations, and the continued drought, it was the other way around.
Those allocations were reductions in Platte River water from Central Nebraska Public Power and Irrigation District. David Ford, who happens to be Scott's uncle, is Central's Irrigation Division Manager.
2014 will be the seventh out of the last 10 years that we've had to reduce our deliveries to our customers. Before that, we'd never done that in the history of the district.
The drought, coupled with the last decade's record-low water levels at Lake McConaughey, the state's biggest water storage reservoir, forced the reductions. Central's David Ford says his customers used less water in 2012 than they did 20 years ago.
A lot of our producers look at the water as an input. You measure the fertilizer you apply. You measure the number of seeds that you're putting per acre. Water is an input as well. And so you just need to make sure you're making the most of that water.
Because it costs money. As a child, farmer Scott Ford remembers seeing full ditches along roadsides and furrows flowing with water. Nowadays, he says ag producers conserve much more.
You still are going to need water to produce corn or soybeans. That's plain and simple. But people out here want to become more efficient. We want to do our jobs better. And that means produce more off less.
Ford says his dual groundwater and surface water pivot pump is one way to be flexible, especially as farmers increasingly rely on the aquifer. Widespread use of center pivots has improved water efficiency, as have soil moisture sensors that let producers know how much water crops need. Another tool is called T-tape. It delivers water directly to crop roots through a series of underground tubes. Ford says it's gaining popularity, even though it costs 2 to 3 times more than a center pivot.
Using the T-tape, we can be almost nearly 100% efficient. The biggest barrier is it is very costly. But I think as we see water become more crucial, I think that you're going to see more and more acres go to that type of technology too.
More efficient irrigation is one way to maximize water for agriculture, though it can mean less groundwater recharge. Another is engineering the crop itself.
One of the things we've learned in corn, we've seen it for the last 3 or 4 years, is that different corn hybrids like to be watered differently.
Chandler Mazur leads a tram tour at the Monsanto Water Utilization Learning Center in Gothenburg, a 300-acre research farm in central Nebraska. Monsanto's experimenting with hybrids that need less water and are genetically modified to resist pests. They're also using herbicides and no-till practices. Mazur shows off one such plot.
Where we let the weeds get away, we raised 6 bushels of corn. Last year, where we did everything right and raised 128 bushel corn, we had more stored soil moisture at the end of the year than where we did everything wrong.
Crop genetics and technology advances are nothing new to Midwest farmers. Mazur says if farmers can grow more crops per drop, they'll avoid the need to cut back on water used for agriculture.
If we can continue increasing production with the same water use that we have today, we would be quite successful because, it's about food production. That's what we turn the water into.
But not everyone sees it that way. Mike Jess has been involved in Nebraska water affairs for most of his career, including serving as director of the state's Department of Natural Resources. He says water demands on the Platte River in western Nebraska already exceed supplies.
That has prompted the State Department of Natural Resources and a number of the natural resource districts to embark on programs to attempt to kind of back up the train to bring consumption more in line with native supplies.
In 2011 and 2012, severe drought forced the state of Kansas to restrict surface water rights on more than 500 users. In those dry years, some irrigators even borrowed water against their allocations for the following year. This year, timely rains helped significantly with surface water. Even still, some irrigators in northwest Kansas are planning to reduce their use by nearly 20% in the next 5 years. Jess says reducing water demands costs money and can be challenging, especially when there are other needs for municipalities, wildlife, and recreation.
Traditionally, there was a bit of tension among the environmental community and the traditional water consumers. The two sides have come to realize they need to work together, and they indeed are working together.
In Nebraska and across the Midwest, these tensions will only ratchet up, Jess says, especially in the face of a changing climate.
The hope is, of course, that there will be adequate water supplies for all the uses.
That's a hope shared by all those who depend on the water systems like the Platte River. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Ariana Brocious.